The Lord Sutra, the essence of perfect wisdom in Sanskrit, Bhagavati Prajnaparamita Ritaya in Tibetan Chonden De Majera Kiparo to Jinpen Yinpo. In English, the essence of the Blessed Lady, perfect wisdom, thus have I heard. At one time the Blessed One was staying at Vulture Peak in Rajgir together with a great Sangha of monks and a great Sangha of Bodhisattvas. At that time the Blessed One entered into a meditation on the teaching called profound illumination. At that same time the great Bodhisattva, the great being noble Avalokiteshvara, while considering profound practice of perfect wisdom, saw the five aggregates to be empty of nature. Then due to the Buddha's power, Venerable Shariputra said to the Bodhisattva, the great being noble Avalokiteshvara, how should a son or daughter of noble family who wishes to practice profound perfect wisdom train? When he had been asked this, the Bodhisattva, the great being noble Avalokiteshvara, replied to Venerable Shariputra, a son or daughter of noble family who wishes to practice profound perfect wisdom should see things like this. He or she should correctly see the five aggregates to be empty of nature. Form is emptiness, emptiness is form, emptiness is not other than form, form is not other than emptiness. Sensation, perception, karmic formation and consciousness are likewise empty, Shariputra. In that way all phenomena are emptiness, they lack characteristics, they are unborn, unceasing, unstained, free from stain, not deficient nor complete, Shariputra. In emptiness there is no form, no sensation, no perception, no karmic formation, no consciousness. There is no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no form, no sound, no taste, no smell, no texture, no mental objects. There is no domain of the eye up to, no domain of the mind all the way up to, no domain of the mental consciousness. There is no ignorance, no exhaustion of ignorance up to, no aging and death all the way up to, no exhaustion of aging and death. Likewise there is no suffering, no origin of suffering, no cessation of suffering, no path, no wisdom, no attainment, no non-attainment. The Shariputra, since the Bodhisattva has no attainment, he or she relies upon perfect wisdom and thus has no mental obscuration and no fear. Because of this, the Bodhisattva goes beyond all that is mistaken and reaches perfect nirvana. All of the Buddhas of the three times as well, fully awakened to complete and perfect unsurpassed awakening in reliance on perfect wisdom. Therefore the mantra of perfect wisdom, the great knowledge mantra, the unsurpassed mantra, the mantra that is equal to the unequal, the mantra that completely pacifies all suffering, should be known as true since it is undeceiving. The mantra of perfect wisdom is said like this: Te yata gate gate para gate para samgate bodhisoa Shariputra. A bodhisattva, a great being, should train in perfect wisdom in that way. Then the Blessed One arose from meditation and said to noble Avalokiteshvara, excellent, excellent son of noble family, it is like that, son of noble family, it is just like that. Perfect wisdom should be practiced just as you are taught, and the dust ones will rejoice when the Blessed One, that is the Venerable Shariputra, Putra, the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, and their entire retinues, as well as the world with its gods, humans, asuras, and Gandharvas, rejoiced and praised what the best one has said. This completes the noble essence of perfect wisdom.